Welcome back to the Life on Target podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Spearing. You'll notice a little bit of a different intro today because this is our one-year anniversary episode. That's right. 1 year tomorrow is when we dropped the very first three episodes of the podcast. And I did a little bit of math, and if I play 10 seconds of intro music per episode based on our download rate to date, I've wasted over 100 hours of y'all's time. And in the new year, we want Life on Target to be even more efficient with your time and to enable you to hit the mark every day of your life even better. And so we're going to make it just a little bit more rugged, a little bit more reflective of how my life goes, how I live my life to get to the value quicker. This is the 55th episode. Like I said, we dropped three episodes 1 year ago tomorrow. Of the 55 episodes, I've done 15 interviews. And my criteria for interviewing guests or for asking guests to come on the Life on Target podcast is I'm looking for individuals living their life in an exceptional way, in ways I want to emulate, in ways I want to learn from. And I believe that those visitors or those interviewees have done that for y'all. We have 73 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And just a quick break. Based on the download rate, I think we can do better. Can y'all hit pause real quick? Scroll to wherever that single click function exists on the podcast platform that you're listening to and give us a five-star review, an extra credit as always, given a sentence or two to maybe get a perspective or a future listener off the couch, if you will, and to start listening. Convince them, change their mind. Also encourage me. Love reading the reviews and how this is affecting your life and helping you. We've had almost 37,000 downloads in the last year. The first week we dropped those three episodes, we had 68 downloads. And since then, we have hit over 2,500 downloads in some weeks. We are at 1,600 downloads this week. And that's between 2,300% and 3,900% increase from week one. I'm getting multiple messages a week from y'all saying that this podcast is changing the way you think, and that's been encouraging me. I think that the way that I want to describe our purpose here a little bit better comes from Alex Hormozi. If you can figure out a way to drag your future self to the present, if you can figure out a way to become a better version of yourself faster, that's priceless. And I was talking with John Moody on text the other day that he just wished so much that he could go back and know what he knows now. And that's a common theme with successful people. So my goal with the Life on Target podcast going forward is to give you things that make you into a better version of yourself, make your future self more accessible to you if you're willing to do the work. As I recorded this podcast, every single week after the initial technical difficulties, we had a little 10-day gap at the beginning before we released episode 4, but ever since then, every single Friday morning, we've delivered you an episode. And quite frankly, that's cost me a lot of money. That's cost me a lot of time to continue to deliver the value, to think about what I'm doing and try to give you the most pertinent stuff that I'm learning in my life. And other areas of my life have suffered because of that. My primary businesses and clients that are paying me good money have taken a hit. I've made some big mistakes. Even as recently as this past week with one of the bigger jobs that we're running in construction, missing some stuff, forgetting to set the thermostat a week earlier, and the weather changed from being really hot during the week to being cold over the weekend, and then the floors that were supposed to get installed, there was a 20-degree difference between ambient temperature because the house was slowly changing, and we weren't able to do a big flooring install for these clients, and that's equaling delays. And while that may be not be directly related to life on target, it's made me do some thinking. And so what I'd like y'all to do as your homework for this episode is to go to the show notes. I'm going to link this episode, Doing the Boring Work versus Chasing Shiny Objects by Alex Hormozi. And this is literally what I believe life is about. Life is about knowing the boring things that you were put on this earth to do and executing them repeatedly with excellence. So that podcast, I think, is going to give you some great things. It's been very convicting to me to listen to, and it's caused me to really rethink and hone and align my efforts. Going forward with the Life on Target podcast, I am going to be talking a lot more practically about the things that I'm doing. I've got some big name mentors and executive coaching people that I've sought out and I've asked to get wisdom from. And that has made a huge difference in the last couple months in my life. And I'm going to share more about that for you to be able to implement in your life as I continue to lay the track out in front of the train that I'm running with my productive household, with my family, with my businesses, my local community. I'm going to bring you into that even more than I've done before. And I know that maybe seems a little bit hard to do because I've been pretty transparent about some things. I've been open and honest in ways that maybe is uncommon for somebody who doesn't know that Jesus has forgiven their sins and that they see when the Heavenly Father looks at them, sees perfection because of the blood of Jesus. It gives us the freedom to talk about these things, the things that we are messing up as men, as women of the faith, as we're going forward, we're living boldly, we're living life on target, we're making mistakes. So I'm going to bring those to you. And I think that they're going to be pretty entertaining. I'm going to go back to the beginning of my business, trying to leave the military, leaving a government job with a steady paycheck, a good pension at the end of 20 years, having to pay back almost $40,000 of my enlistment bonus. That has inspired a lot of people. And how I actually figured out how to quit, how I figured out how to get into the jobs, the dream jobs, not because the actual work is the sexiest, but because it enables everything, including this podcast, to come out and help you, the listener. And I'm just convinced if I could go back to myself at knowing what I know now and tell myself a couple months before getting out of the military, if I could sit down with myself for a couple hours and I could look myself in the eye and I could say, Nathan, you're about to get out of the military. This is what is going to happen. This is how hard it's going to be. This is the things that you're going to be tempted. These are the shiny objects you're going to want to chase that you're going to have to say no to. These are the things that you need to do sooner rather than later. These are the people that you need to contact. These are the things that you, this is the order that I could be right where I am for sure in a year to 18 months if I could just have a couple hours to listen and take notes for myself. So that's essentially what I'm going to try to do here. I'm going to try to sit down and explain to you the lessons that I've learned and the things that I wish I could tell myself at the beginning of the journey entrepreneurially, learning that I'm not really as good of a husband and father as I thought I was because I was gone 8 months a year and now I'm home 365 days a year with dinner and I actually am messing these things up. And how did I get control of those rhythms and take ownership of my life and things like that? And also maybe do some interviews in a co-host fashion because I'm bringing on another guy in our businesses, a guy that literally listened to the podcast and met online, essentially came out, spent a weekend with us and decided he was going to get out of the military too and is taking a leap of faith to join my family and bring his family into our church and has already contributed greatly. And we're going to talk about it because he has the optic of being in the machine, being in the beast, and not knowing the things that he's known. And in 1 year period of talking regularly with him and reading and sharing resources with each other, mindset shifts have happened that have made him turn down possible large sums of re-enlistment bonus, emphatically turn it down in a similar way that I did, paying back money that I'd actually already been given by the military for something better. Because freedom is priceless. The ability to lead your family well, the ability to do the work that the Lord put you here to do and to figure out how to do that better, more profitably, faster is needed. We need tactical instructions for men and women of the faith that want to get it done and to want to get better. And in that vein, I've really been trying to figure out how to get this out to online community and mentorship and groups and discussion boards, the group chats and things. And what I actually realized as I look through all this and I try to align my efforts and try to get more value to you, that what I actually needed to do was do more like what I did in the 1.0 Warriors Tending Gardens event that I held in Rapid City, South Dakota in May of 2021, where I brought out 12 guys and we went through some very specific training. We went through theology of violence. We went through small business stuff. We went through tactical training. There was guns and there was fun stuff as well. But what the guys actually said was beneficial was sitting around the campfire with other men that were serious about getting better and sharing lessons learned and getting better and going back with tactical advice, things that they could execute the Monday after they got back from the training. And we've stayed in touch. We've still got a group text going. There's multiple conversations happening each week. People are sharing things. We're continuing to build each other up. So I'm going to create more of that in 2023. And I've actually almost got everything finalized for our first event that will be held here in North Carolina in January. And I'll be rolling that out once I have all the details squared away. I don't want to be the one that launches it. And then a couple of the things that I'm planning to deliver for y'all to fall through. I would say I'm probably 60, 70% through with the overall structure and at a confidence that I can deliver this for you. And I'll be announcing how you can participate. But it's not going to be any more than 10 or 12 slots. It's going to be very limited because I'm not concerned about quantity here. I'm concerned about quality. I can get quantity with the podcast. I can deliver value here, and I'm going to continue to do that. I'm not going to be holding back and trying to keep secrets from you and say, oh, I would love to tell you about, but you have to come to this event, and it's going to be. But the reality is that being in the room where it happens, from the song in the Hamilton soundtrack, is priceless. Being able to transform your life and to become a version of yourself faster because you're able to sit with men in their 60s, in their 50s, in their 40s, whatever, 10, 15, 20 years ahead of you in the game, and able to ask specific questions for your life, but also to have it structured to give you stuff to take back with you, to take back to your wife and your kids and your community, to build something that will last for 1,000 generations. And I'm 100% confident that we can over-deliver on that, and in a way that no one is doing it anywhere that I can see. When I was in the Army to get my job at Fort Bragg in the initial training pipeline, I had to shoot almost 150,000 rounds just to get the basic skill set together to get my assignment there. What are the 150,000 reps that Christian men should be doing? What are the things, the basic skills, the individual skills, like a soldier that has to develop over time with discipline? And then how does that get integrated into the family, into the church? We got great theology. We got great teachers. We got people that aren't capitulating in the faith. But we're missing the bridge is what does that look like on Monday morning, on Tuesday morning, on Wednesday morning? And I've got some of the most phenomenal feedback from the two-minute speech that I gave at County Before Country. I've actually made some of the old establishment fatties mad because they're ultimately, my read on it is they don't like the fact that we're getting called obese, and they're trying to defend the fact that they've read many leather-bound books, and that actually negates the fact that they didn't care for their physical body. And so we're going to go harder in the paint on that in 2023. We're going to go harder in the paint on that for those of you that want to be a part of this and want to come and are serious about not protecting one little area of your life and not submitting that to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, but to lay it all open and to let him enter in and be Lord of all your life. Because as Doug Wilson says, Christ is either Lord of all or he is not Lord at all. So for those of you ready for Christ to be Lord of all in your life, and are ready to come alongside a few other men and be cultivated in that, we got something for you. And it's coming. And I'm so excited about it. And I can't wait to do it. And maybe that will lead to more events if we can get this going and if we can develop a system for making this happen and we can build this into a larger network, not of thousands and thousands, but of a few hundred that are dedicated to making a difference where they are and understand that they're not going to jump a bunch of steps and go from individual diet and exercise and spiritual disciplines to leading a citywide takeover for Christ, but understand that you always have to do the small things well. You always have to be a master of basics. And Life on Target in the next year is going to be more dedicated to doing that. And special exclusive events in person in small numbers is going to be dedicated to do that. And I can't wait to release more about that. So homework again, go back and listen to that Hormozi podcast. I'll link the YouTube where I drop the truth. Maybe a lot of y'all probably be familiar with it. The current count on YouTube is about a third of what my listeners are. And I'm going to go ahead and drop the two most popular episodes for Life on Target in the show notes, which are Anthony Esselin and John Moody's episodes. So we'll link those there. If this is your first episode and you're intrigued by what we've been doing to date, you can efficiently go back and you can listen to those. Thanks for being with me for a year, y'all. Thanks for enduring the personal growth that I've had to go through as a communicator and continuing to be here as I get better. And I can't wait for 2023 and what we got for you. As always, have a good one.